Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Governor's Workforce Development Fund conference call. During the presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. If at any time during the conference you need to reach an operator, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Friday, January 30th, 2015. I would now like to turn the conference over to Scott Waller with the Mississippi Economic Council. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Tia, and good morning, everyone, and welcome to this call. We are so fortunate to have Governor Phil Bryant with us this morning to discuss what has become a very vital issue in Mississippi, and that is workforce development. What we have seen as we've traveled the state with our roundup tours is that business and community leaders are telling us that the lack of a skilled workforce is the biggest roadblock to economic competitiveness here in Mississippi. This backs up what we learned just recently when we did a Blueprint Mississippi competitiveness study. That study shows that, hey, workforce development has become the top issue when you're starting to talk about economic development today. Whether it's a company locating a new facility or a company looking to expand, we have to have the workforce in order to be able to attract those companies here in Mississippi. This is really something that puts us in a situation where we now need to focus on this vital issue. Your participation in the call this morning shows just how important that is. In Mississippi right now, this research shows we're at a distinct disadvantage compared to our states that we compete with the most for projects. Part of the problem is, in Mississippi, the process isn't as simple as it is in other places. There's not a single source that you can go to say, hey, we need this type of development, can you provide it, and we're able to answer quickly. Now, what we've learned is we can always handle it, we can always do it, and we can do it very, very well. It's just a little clunky getting to that point. We have to streamline that and make it work better. What we've also learned is we don't have readily available the funds that some of our competing states have. For example, right now, South Carolina has a $60 million workforce development fund that they're using, that they're bragging on to everybody, and it puts us at that disadvantage that I talked about. The proposal that Governor Bryant is going to talk about today is going to bring us up to the same level of our other states. It's going to put us where we are able to say, hey, we have that, we can do that, and we're ready to go. And there's no question that this is important when it comes to making sure we stay competitive going forward. This program that he's going to talk about does two vital things. One, it's using money that's already being paid by Mississippi businesses. And two, it has absolutely no impact or takes away any money from any program that currently exists. That, I think, are two very important issues. So with that, it's really my pleasure to have the opportunity to introduce our governor to you, a governor that I will assure you is extremely passionate about this issue of workforce development. And with that, please welcome Governor Phil Bryant.
Scott, thank you so much, and thank everyone for being on the call this morning. I know it's Friday morning. I'm on the way to Louisville, Mississippi, to reopen the Winston Plywood and Veneer Company. We believe, as I was with the CEO last night, we believe this will be one of the largest plywood manufacturing facilities in North America. So if you imagine that the tornado totally destroyed this facility the 24th of April, it took 10 lives in Louisville, Mississippi, and today we are breaking ground to totally rebuild that and have hundreds of jobs there in Winston County and Louisville area. But the challenge that we have, the number one challenge we have in Mississippi just now, is a skilled, trained workforce. It goes across all lines, manufacturing, service industries. As I go out to existing industries, or as I go around the world with Brett Christensen, who is with me this morning, our great executive director of MDA, as we go around the world, the first question now is, tell us about your workforce. In the past, it had been talking about financial incentives. It had been issues of location and energy costs, and all those things still are part of it. But the number one question we have now is, I need 1,500 workers. Are they trained? Can you get them to me? To do that, we have in the past done a very good job of working with our community colleges. Our community colleges are the center for workforce training throughout the state of Mississippi. There's other opportunities that companies use their own trainers to help train workforce within their factories. But if we're going to get that workforce over the next 50 years, it's going to be at a community college and even a high school level where we've got the Tech Master program, the Master Tech program that we're working with MEC, or as National Chairman of Jobs for American Graduates, I'm working very hard to make sure that we begin our workforce training in middle school and in high school and bring them to the community college level. Now, again, how do we go about funding this? So you heard Scott earlier talk about states like Georgia with their quick start, some $70 million they announced to put directly into workforce training, Louisiana's fast start. We see South Carolina adding $60 million. So if we are going to be competitive, and I can assure you, we are going to be competitive. I didn't become governor to lose economic development opportunities to these states. We came in here to win. If we're going to win, we're going to do something very special. We are going to take a fund now that is at the Mississippi Employment Security Commission. It's a fund that you created. It is a reserve for unemployment. The federal government demands a certain amount, and as we should, of reserve funds in the event that we had another great recession and unemployment went up. Fortunately, in Mississippi, when I became governor, unemployment was about 9.8%. Fortunately for us, it has dropped to 7.2%. Now, that's not where we ultimately want to be. We want to drive those numbers even lower. But to do so, again, we've got to have workforce training of not only high school kids and kids coming into community college, but people who want to go back to learn a workforce skill. So you created this fund. It's an Employment Security Commission. Each year you pay more into it in your unemployment insurance premiums. As you pay into that fund, it has grown. We've had a 24% reduction on the demand on unemployment payments in the state of Mississippi. I believe that's that delta between 9.8% and 7.2% unemployment. We could take that money with the authority of the legislature and approval of the federal government and rebate it to you, and you might get $1,000 or $1,200 for your company. But what I've asked MEC to do, our state chamber, based on their blueprint findings, that this is the number one issue we must address, is to let us use that money, about $24 to $25 million per year, to start a two-year pilot program, $50 million, of putting that $50 million in directly into workforce training. Mississippi legislature has been receptive. I talked about it in my State of the State. The Mississippi Workforce Development Fund would have $50 million spending authority over the next 2 years. Again, not touching the general fund. Not raising your taxes, not taking money from education or transportation or health care, money that would be sitting in that reserve account and simply growing rather than being invested. Just now we've got House Bill 911. that was not a number we picked, but it seems to be appropriate. This is somewhat of a small emergency. If we don't get moving, we could have a disaster in our workforce in the future. So it's House Bill 911. Jeff Smith, the chairman of Ways and Means Committee in the House, has authored that bill. Chairman Joey Fillinghang from Lamar County is sponsoring the Senate Bill 2457. I met with the chairman of the Workforce Committee yesterday, Donnie Bell of the House. He is very encouraged about where we're at. The community colleges are in full support of this, and that's critically important. Some people were under the misconception that community colleges would not support this funding mechanism, with the funding going to a separate entity and not directly to community colleges. It will pass through either the State Workforce Investment Board, which we have proposed now, or other entities perhaps that will then, on a competitive basis, put funding at a community colleges where a new industry is growing or is coming into the state. So this gives us $50 million as a target to put a shot on the target exactly where we need it. They understand this is not going to be an equal separation of $50 million to each 15 community colleges. They're for that. We have worked very closely with the community colleges, their presidents, in a very good meeting with MEC and its leadership just a few days ago. And so Dr. Eric Clark has been with us in committee meetings working out the details. So you may say, what can we do? Now, what I would ask you to do is to take the time to call, write a note to the leadership. You can address it to the speaker and lieutenant governor. They don't mind getting really nice emails and letters saying thank you for supporting MEC Blueprint's number one objective of funding the Mississippi workforce. Thank them for their leadership and support on this bill. If you have an opportunity and you personally know your House member or your senator, give them a call. Just one quick phone call, one quick text from you, one quick email will bring more attention to this movement. We cannot afford not to fund a workforce development program. We will then fall behind in a competition that we are directly involved in. I won't say we're leading, but I can tell you Yokohama Tire looked at 28 different states. The expansion at Nissan that recently occurred could have occurred at any number of Nissan plants, 800 new jobs there. Winston Plywood and Veneer could have shut down that plant and moved to some other location. We have programs now that we are working with international companies that depend upon Mississippi developing a workforce and providing that workforce. If I have proposed this in the state of the state, if people, developers around this nation, site selectors realize this is the number one issue for our state chamber of commerce, and we fail, somehow we let this slip by us, the word will go forth that Mississippi is not serious about training a skilled workforce. I don't believe that to be true. You heard some of the numbers from the business community. 85-79% of the business community that has been polled by MEC is in full support of this. This is one issue, like tort reform, we cannot lose. This is an important position for us. It's got, again, great success for, and support from MEC and the community colleges, the two entities that will be managing it. I will be working harder on this than anything I have proposed thus far, and I need your help to do so. So, Scott, thank you so much. I hope we've covered all the ground. If there's anything we've forgotten, please let me know.
Well, Governor, just real quick, I'd like to just let everyone on the call know that if they have questions about this, to please email Christy Kilroy on our staff. Christy is who sent you your confirmation email this morning, but her email is just C. Kilroy, C-K-I-L-R-O-Y, at mec.ms, and we'll get the answers to your questions, whether we're able to answer them this morning or quickly. We will we'll get you the answer to the question. So if you have questions, please email her. But I do want you, if you would, for just a moment, talk a little bit about what your experience has been with companies that have come in, and once the workforce training is started, how have they responded? It seems we have a very, very positive response from those businesses once we get everything in place to do the workforce training.
Oh, absolutely. I can't tell you, sitting down with Carlos Goins just several weeks ago, the CEO of Nissan Worldwide, again, talking about the workforce that we have, every corporation that I talk to brags about the workforce that shows up on time, that gives a good day's work for good pay in Mississippi. We always need more skill. The next sentence, though, is I could use more welders. That seems to be a universal demand. They can use more electricians. Ingalls is always looking for good welders in the most advanced shipbuilding industry in the world, aerospace industry. You know, this is just not simply teaching someone to use a wrench or welding machine. This is some advanced training for advanced manufacturing within our targeted industries. As we look at the automobile industry, as we look at aerospace and advanced manufacturing, the medical industry. So we are targeting with a very detailed plan from MDA the number of employees that we need trained in those areas, and we're trying to go out and find them. I tell you also, though, it is a very uncomfortable position to be in as CEOs are saying to us, we need 500, 1,000, 1,500 workers. And as governor, I'm assuring them, and I believe when I do, I'm being absolutely faithful, I am assuring them that we are going to have that trained workforce by the time their plant is open. We will have people on the factory floor, and they know we've got the best workers in the world.
Well, Governor, I know you have to get going to get to Louisville for what's going to be a great day up there, but if I could ask you one more question.
Absolutely.
You touched briefly on the importance of stressing what these jobs are. You talked about our Mississippi Scholars Tech Master program, what it is doing to encourage students to start looking at career and technical options. I love a saying that was done. David Gates, who is chair of Mississippi Energy Institute and incoming chair here at MEC, made a point recently to talk about these are the types of jobs that really are two cars and a boat job, very good long career type jobs that exist. Will you talk just a little bit about the focus on making sure people understand these are really important to our economy?
And these are good paying jobs. You talked about it absolutely correctly, and David hit on it with the two cars and a boat. You know, if you go out now, my dad was a diesel mechanic, and in those days he struggled to support a family. Today, to have a diesel technician is an automatic hire. And I talked to Dr. Clyde Muse, and as many diesel technicians as they can train today, they put to work, and they put to work at a very high salary. The same thing with marine welders, for example, electricians, anybody that's ever hired a plumber. These are jobs where people are going to make a good living and support their families. And again, getting into the higher tech areas of aerospace, which is an industry that we have over 120 different companies involved in here in the state of Mississippi. Now, one of the things that we've got to realize is not every child is going to go to a university, to pass a community college level. That's fine. We've got to value these craftsmen. We've got to lift them up. And in many instances, they will be more successful in their career than perhaps someone who was in a liberal arts degree. I'm not being critical of that, but the fact of the matter is these can be very high-paying jobs. I just saw an article the other day of a welder that's making $140,000 a year in the energy industry with a two-year training degree. The other thing that we propose in the legislature that's important, we see is moving through, is a scholarship program. Now, it's not for everybody, but if you're in a Tech Master program or you're in a workforce training program in a high school and you complete that workforce training program, workforce only, a skilled targeted workforce training program, we are going to put $3 million up for scholarships to put those skilled craftsmen and women into a two-year college to advance their degree. So both of these are critically important for the future of Mississippi's workforce.
Well, Governor, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy, busy day. We appreciate you updating us on what's going on. I will tell you again, anyone who's on the call that has additional questions, please just email Christy. We will get you the answer. That's ckilroy@mec.ms. I will say this. This is probably one of the most important things we can be working on. There's no question that this is something we have to address quickly if we're going to do what we have to do to put Mississippi in the place of greatest opportunity. This will create long-term benefits to all Mississippians and put us on a level playing field that will allow us to be even more competitive when it comes to economic development. Governor, thank you for your time. Everyone, thank you for being on the call.
Thank everyone that's on the call today. I'm going to go break some ground.
Thank you.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude the conference call for today. We thank you for your participation and ask that you please disconnect your line.